The Non-Experts Podcast is produced by Rock Opera Studios.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
I'm Romero.
And I'm Chris.
The world we live in is weird, and you're liable to get lost without someone to guide you through it.
Unfortunately, we aren't those people. Join us each episode as we share the strange, bizarre, and downright unnecessary in an attempt to better understand the world around us.
And say whatever we want along the way.
Because this is the Non-Experts Podcast.
It's your boy, Young Podcast King. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Non-Experts Podcast, your favorite podcast.
Better be.
Hey, listen. If it's not, we're going to have to talk about it. Chris, how you feeling, man?
Fine. It's hot in this room, but...
It's real toasty.
You know what, though? The weather, I'm actually not that opposed to it. What? Oh, because we talk about the weather because we're like 60 years old.
We are literally two old men playing chess in the park. Ooh. You know, the weather this week, it's
I love it when people say, like, it's not hot, it's humid.
But it's like, you get it. If you know, you know, though.
Right.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. But, like, in all honesty, good. Like, I like the temperature, and mm-hmm. I've always been like, I love rain and thunderstorms. Mm. Like,
yeah.
So it's like we're in like a huge like downpour for like the next 3 days. So
yes,
I'm not opposed.
It will be magnificent. Mm-hmm. For just a couple of things to start. First of all, let me pull this back up.
Okay. I'm excited.
Are you excited?
I think so.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
Copyright, can't sing that.
Oh, God, you're right.
Didn't
hear that.
Then we will say that we are excited, so excited, and we just can't hide
it. It's hard to hide the excitement.
I know. I forget the next line.
I just want to do a quick round of shout-outs.
Oh, okay.
So first and foremost, I do want to shout-out Kelby Lorenz. I probably shouldn't have put Kelby's government name out there. Sorry, Kelby. he lives at 123 Sesame Street. Social Security number 556-53. There's a drone coming for you. I wanted to shout out Kelby.
There's a drone coming for you.
Obama strike. No, yeah. That's horrible. This is why we never get anything done.
I know.
Kelby the other day posted on his story shouting us out.
Did he? I missed that.
For some reason, your tag didn't work.
Hmm.
But he tagged me, and I meant to take a screenshot of it, and I forgot. My bad. But Kelby, I guess, discovered us. He said he was doing a little research. Let's see. Because he said something really nice. But the screenshot, it's one of our old ones, because our Bitmojis are in the logo.
Ooh.
So he's starting at the top.
Wow.
You know? And I was like, oh, it gets better.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, hold your horses, because
if you're enjoying it now, and I'm like, happy you are, it gets better. He said he stumbled across it while doing research for his own podcast he's getting ready to start, and he really enjoys what we've done. And nice. I was like, oh, little do you know.
You know what, though? Like, that's kind of my dream, is for someone to just stumble upon it.
Because
I feel like most people who listen are people who either know us personally or just have, you know, like, friends or, like, followers on Instagram.
Shout out to my people on TikTok, you know what I'm saying? Y'all see it.
So I'm glad that somebody actually stumbled. I mean, we do know this person, but I'm glad that somebody just kind of, like, stumbled upon it without, like, prior knowledge of it. So that's fun.
For sure. And I did tell him. In my humble opinion, I said it gets better from here, but also we have videos.
Yeah.
So as you get into the newer season, eventually, we got videos, man. So it gets pretty big. And I told him make sure to let us know when he starts his up. Of course, shout it out, support it the same way he's supporting us.
Yeah.
And
if you're listening or watching, if you need any, like, you know, help for, like, you know, podcast hosting or, you know, like finding, like, you know, library music, that kind of stuff, hit me up.
You know, also, we've got a lovely sponsor, Buzzsprout. Mm-hmm. Check out some of our content. We talk about what they'll do for you. Just saying. Buzzsprout. You'll never be bad at a podcast again. I also want to shout out my boy Adrian. That's my twin. If you know, you know. We got an email the other day. Somebody bought something.
Oh, yeah.
Who bought something?
Yeah.
It was Adrian.
Nice.
It was Adrian. He bought a sweatshirt or a t-shirt, I think. So shout out to Adrian. I appreciate the support. Thank you, my friend. Mm-hmm. Also, a shout out to my friend Ruth. The lovely Ruth has supported us for quite some time. Mm-hmm. She thinks we're pretty funny, and she's been enjoying the video version. So I hope you continue to watch. I hope I haven't scared you away. Right. and I hope you continue to enjoy these. So I just wanted to get some shout outs off the top. But I got something for you.
Oh.
Yeah, usually you have something for me. I got something for you.
Well, I got something for you later, but...
Close your eyes.
Oh, jeez.
If you're listening to this, it makes it weird, but you have to watch the video. Like, just hold that thought, all right? Hold on, guys.
My eyes are closed. I'm not looking, but I'm smiling. I don't know why I'm smiling.
Keep on hiding them. Don't look now.
All right.
Don't look now. All right, I present to you a gift and one of our props, potentially, if you feel like bringing it every week.
Oh, boy.
And Jesus. Boom.
Oh, my God. You see the sweat on my fingers? That's gross. That's funny. I love that.
I saw that, and I, like, so last night, one more time. And Jesus. You know, I saw that last night, right?
That's so funny.
So, guys, I was in Spencer's last night.
Oh, Spencer's.
I went to Spencer's. I needed to stock up on lube and body piercings and inappropriate t-shirts.
and bachelorette party accessories.
That's the only thing people go to Spencer's for, right?
Right.
No, but I was in Spencer's, and I was looking at stuff. They had some t-shirts and stuff on sale, and, you know, I love a good graphic tee. Mm-hmm. So, originally, I saw a tie-dye Lion King shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know. I feel like Chris would like this, but I've never seen him wear tie-dye a day in my life. What if he not only hates tie-dye, but he hates this shirt?
I was like, I hate the Lion King, too.
I don't want to do it. I don't know. Like, it just didn't feel right, right? Yeah. So I was like, I don't know. And I was looking at the cups. And I was like, okay, I know Chris loves Friends, but I feel like that's just, it's too easy.
Yeah.
It's cliche. You know, I got to find something good. They didn't have anything Star Wars and Mandalorian related, so I was like, okay, well, there's a miss on that. And then here I find Jesus in this hellhole of a store.
Pint glass.
The last place he should be. OMG, you're so extra. I was like, yo, Jesus, forgive me for the blasphemy. I hope you don't take it out on me.
Right.
I didn't make it. I thought it was funny. So I'm, I apologize. And I just thought that this, it screamed you to me.
Yeah.
It felt like something you would enjoy.
It's very much me.
So I hope you guys can get real, real just... enthralled with this cup, and just for one more time before we get into the main meat of the show. And Jesus. Musical segue.
So we talk a lot about movies.
Yes, we do.
Because I think we both enjoy them.
We like movies. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. We like movies. How about you? and this one I thought was interesting because it's kind of the place that I would like to one day maybe go and just see what they have. But there's going to be an auction with a lot of iconic movie memorabilia, including Edward Scissorhands gloves, Harry Potter's wand, and like there's a bunch more, and I have like a whole list here that
I was
go
ready
through.
For another gesture. I was
well, yeah,
how many stupid things can I make up?
Yeah, left anyway. So Julian's Auction House will feature over 400 iconic items from sci-fi films, and of course a couple others. This is April 28th, so this is a little ways away, but
okay.
So they've got rare pieces like I said, Harry Potter and Snape's wand from Goblet of Fire, Edward Scissorhands scissors glove. Bruce Willis's Die Hard vest. There's like 400 lots from a bunch of movies. Let's see, there's more. There's one of the letters from Harry Potter from the first movie that, you know, like flying through the mail slot. There's like a wax seal of Hogwarts. on it. And I'm not like a huge Harry Potter person, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool stuff that you
like,
can have.
Screen props and that kind of stuff is always, I'm always like, oh, that would be so cool to have. There's also several Batman movie items, including the full mask worn by George Clooney in the greatest Batman movie, Batman and Robin.
Get some of them bat nipples, y'all.
There's
that was a good Batman movie. I don't care what anybody
Batman
says.
And Robin?
I enjoyed it.
If you enjoy camp, then yes. If you're like a hardcore Batman fan, not so much.
Fair.
there's also a bodysuit with a cape worn by Val Kilmer in Batman Forever, which is the previous one. Andy, an original cowl, which is like the mm-hmm. mask type thing, worn by Michelle Pfeiffer in Batman Returns. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
That's one of my favorite like Catwoman costumes.
Right, yeah.
Let's see. There are also a lot of alien props. There's a full-size prototype Xenomorph costume. There's also a full costume worn by Sigourney Weaver in the sequel, Alien Resurrection. And then there's a few a little more coveted items, including Jodie Foster's FBI badge and Silence of the Lambs. That's pretty cool. There's an original Imperial Scout Trooper blaster from Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Now we're talking.
There's also what?
I said now we're talking.
Yeah. there's also original costume illustrations. This one's pretty cool, and I put this in here specifically because like I would love to have this. Original costume illustrations from Bob Mackie, who's like a famous designer. Mm-hmm. His original illustrations for the Star Wars Holiday Special.
That's pretty cool.
That's really
cool. That's pretty cool.
Have you seen the Holiday Special?
No.
It's terrible. It was from 1970,
like it should be.
1978, and it was the most controversial Star Wars release because of just the way they chose to go about it. It's pretty bad. But it was only aired once on TV, and there's never been a VHS or a DVD or streaming option for it. You can find it on YouTube from like somebody recording it on TV.
Right.
But no, it's pretty bad. Like, it's kind of known for being like pretty terrible. But
so it's basically the new Star Wars movies.
I would go a step further and say it's worse. It's really bad.
Wow.
Like, the costume. Wow. It's basically, okay, if you're not familiar, it's basically like the Star Wars version of Christmas, mm-hmm. where they call it Life Day, and it's Chewbacca on his planet. And he's like, oh, I got to get back home to my wife and kid. And you're like, when did he have a wife and kid? He's trying to get back for Life Day. And just the costumes are just so weird. And, like, the way they choose to, like, throw the Star Wars characters in is pretty weird. It did feature the first...
Google search.
Oh, yes, please. It also featured the first appearance in cartoon of Boba Fett.
Okay.
And the other cool thing about it that I actually like is that Carrie Fisher actually sings in it.
Hmm.
She's actually a really good singer. She used to sing with her mom, Debbie Reynolds, both RIP, when she was younger. And she's actually a pretty decent singer. But, yeah, no, you should watch it because it's really terrible.
It didn't sound like it would be good.
No.
Just the thought of Christmas. It reminds me, like, if you like anime at all, and if not you all listening, say Naruto, perfect example. There's a lot of filler episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And every time in these filler episodes or the movies that go along with anime, it's always random characters that have nothing to do with the progression of the real story here.
Yeah.
It's just content.
Yeah.
So you're just putting in extra layers of stuff, and it's like, where did this stuff come from? That's what that sounds like to me. Like, oh, we need to make a...
Right. Well, and it's funny because it was after the first Star Wars movie, so you can kind of tell, like, because it was such a big hit, they're like, oh, we got to do more, and, you know, we got to do a holiday. Yeah.
What? First of all, Chewbacca is humongous.
Yeah, he's like...
I didn't realize...
Almost 8 feet
I haven't
tall.
Seen it, like, pictured in a while to remember how huge he
Let's
is.
Let's see. Peter Mayhew, how tall was he? That's literally the second search term. So, yeah, 7'2". So he a giant. He also dead. Sorry.
He is. You're right.
Yikes. 2019.
Dang, Mark Hamill is like...
He's like 60.
He's like one of the few...
Him and Harrison Ford.
That's left.
Yeah.
I hate to say it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harrison Ford. Yeah, I forgot he's still alive. That sounds horrible. But like in my mind, Harrison Ford not only is old, but I also think of him being killed in...
And like
Wars.
All of his movies.
like all of his movies.
Well,
so sometimes I tend to forget like he is actually still alive.
Remember they're doing Indiana Jones 5.
Yeah.
Remember?
When is that going to finally happen? Although, well, not like we really care. Right. It's probably who asked for this. Is Shia LaBeouf going to be...
No, we talked about this, remember, when we did like that...
This has been a minute. Yeah.
It was like the season four finale where we did like a...
All these movies.
Yeah. I don't know. They didn't say. The only thing that I remember...
Huge letdown if they don't let him.
Well, the only thing I remember about them talking about Indiana Jones 5 was Harrison Ford was like, oh, well, you know, Indiana Jones doesn't have to be like an action character. Like, I don't think people like him because he's, you know, an action hero. I think because he's, you know, very intelligent. I'm like, no. Is this going to be like Indiana Jones in a wheelchair or something?
They enjoyed the action. Also, you were younger and more attractive. So right. I'm sure there was a portion of the audience that just liked seeing sexy Harrison Ford.
There you go.
Do Harrison Ford things.
Yep.
You don't have that anymore.
Right.
Also, you can't really do the action either. So.
No, why is this being made?
Nixon. Anyway, back to the story at hand.
Which isn't even the Star Wars special. Like, that's such a small exactly. thing. But, like, I'm glad you can see, like...
No, this looks awful.
The horribleness of it.
This looks awful. Yeah.
Basically, I think it was a lot of poor planning and a lot of creative differences with what they should do. So, because some people wanted it to be, like, a serious Star Wars thing. Some people were like, oh, it should be a lighthearted, you know, sort of holiday goofy thing. And so it was kind of a hodgepodge of both. And it's pretty strange. Anyway.
Let's hope that maybe... Because, you know, there's going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special.
Right.
I wonder, does that have something to do with that?
It's probably like a Marvel. It's probably like an homage, too.
Right. Look, the more you know.
Anyway.
Where's the auction?
It does not say where, because I'm just really bad at research. Let's see. Sorry. I'm telling you, this Wi-Fi.
Right on those sick beats.
Right. I'm pretty sure it's in California because it's a Hollywood. Yeah. Although I think it's streaming, so you could watch it if you wanted to.
Okay.
But I'm assuming it'll be in Los Angeles. But if you want to know like the full list, they have like a whole list of all the different items. It's on their website, juliansauctions.com. Mm. But yeah, a lot of interesting stuff. And. You know, things that would appeal to me, like Star Wars stuff, so.
A memorabilia junkie, yeah.
Right. Well, my brother's a huge Harry Potter fan, so I'm sure, you know,
right.
he would be interested. But I can't imagine how much this stuff is going to go
and
for.
And you know it's just going to go
yeah.
up.
Especially these, like, marquee items yeah. that, man, I can't imagine. But
good luck.
You can buy a catalog as well. It's $100, but.
For a catalog.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Julian's Auction, Hollywood stuff. April 28th through the 29th.
Be there or be square. So, Chris, you know, you led with movies, something we enjoy. Something we also really enjoy. Music.
Yes.
So this week, which really wasn't shocking news, but I just felt like, why not talk about it?
Yeah.
You know, I love The Weeknd.
Yes.
And not just the very crappy short Saturday and Sunday that we get to mull over the fact we have to go back to work on Monday. I'm referring to the musical artist.
Yes.
Who makes phenomenal music. Phenomenal music. The Weeknd is boycotting the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
For good.
Yep.
He the other day a story came out that it's not just about this year. Obviously he is pissed about this year, but yeah. like period, he's boycotting the Grammys. Here's how they stated it. The singer drew a line in the sand Thursday. Like, oh my God, you make it so dramatic.
I know.
But he's gonna boycott the Grammys from now on, because of the secret committees. That he believe are responsible for the nominees and everything, which is 110% true. There's yeah. definitely hidden agendas behind the Grammys.
Yeah.
And that's why people get snubbed, don't get nominations, or don't win the Grammys when it's very obvious they should.
Or people who do win it, and you're like, why?
Why? Yeah. should have been Travis. I will die on that hill.
Hashtag should have been Travis.
I will die on that hill. And that'll be on this board next week.
Hashtag
should have been Travis.
Love it.
He told the New York Times he'll no longer allow his label to submit his music to the Grammys in the latest chapter of his beef with the Grammys.
Wow.
They're really beefing it up. dramatizing. after accusing them of snubbing his critically acclaimed album After Hours following a bitter back and forth over his camp, claimed what his camp claimed was an ultimatum from the Grammys brass, us or Super Bowl.
Wow.
Which, who knows if that is true, but if it is, like, was that worth it to you?
Right, yeah.
And I don't understand why. Like, what difference would it make if I do you or the Super Bowl? Why right. can't... You ever, you know that commercial, and this is like from years ago, and it's a little Spanish family, they're having taco night, and they're like, hard or soft, and she says,
why not both?
Why not both? Yeah, and they're like, oh my God, she's the greatest, let's throw her up in the air. you know it, exactly what I'm talking yes. about.
Love that commercial.
Why can't I have those? You're smart. I don't understand why he couldn't do both. I really don't understand what the issue is there.
Yeah.
Our sources said there was a growing suspicion the weekend's decision to play the Super Bowl halftime show cost them Grammy noms. Grammy's chief honcho, Harvey Mason Jr., begged to differ, saying there was nothing corrupt about Abel not being nominated. Still, the weekend, who's previously won 3 Grammys, claimed the award show severely lacks transparency. He said that they mean nothing to him now. If you're the weekend, you don't really care. Is it annoying to not have your work acknowledged? Absolutely.
Right.
However, I've won 3 of these at this point. I'm super highly, like,
yeah,
you know, charted. I have all the success you can have.
Right. Your lack of Grammys is not going to stop people from liking your music.
Exactly. So, realistically, and Drake actually had a speech at the Grammys last year. Like, he basically was like, this doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you're loving it, your fans love it, the people in your hometown, like, you won.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he really cares, but I'm not going to pull up the numbers. I thought I had him here, but if you look at his album After Hours,
mm-hmm.
the Billboard success of it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But if you look at Blinding Lights, the lead single from that album, it's been charted for over a year.
Yeah.
And it hasn't fallen out of the top 10, I don't think. That song has been in the top 10 for a year.
I believe it.
And you're telling me, at least if not album of the year,
single
I'm
of
not,
the year.
I'm not nominated for single of the year
right.
when I watched everybody on or the Billboard charts. I watched everybody. Like, nobody's single is even probably coming close to what I'm right. doing with this one right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally understand why he's pissed off about it. And I totally understand his decision to be like, you know what? Don't submit my stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Because there's some sort of agenda. There's something going on behind scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And like, with the Cardi B thing, it is funny. Do I feel like she shouldn't have won? Yes. But I did enjoy her album.
Yeah.
I listened to it a lot, actually. I just didn't feel like it was the best album.
Yeah.
But even like when you go back, oh my God, there's something in my eye. I'm sorry.
He's crying.
I get real emotional about the Grammys. It doesn't sit right with me.
I'm pretty sure this is like our 3rd discussion about the Grammys.
Honestly, I'm boycotting from now on. We will no longer submit content to you involving the yep. Grammys. We're just not even going to speak.
We don't get the recognition. Like,
even a couple years ago, it was like 2015 or something like that.
a couple years ago, it was 2015.
Well, it's actually even further back than that. I think it was like 2013 or something. Anyway, when Macklemore won that Grammy.
Yeah.
And he was in a category with Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z, yeah. Kanye West.
That was a rough one.
And, first of all, Kendrick Lamar should have won that award.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I never even listened to Macklemore's album, so I'm not going to lie to you and act like I know.
You're,
like with Cardi B,
you're not missing anything.
I can say with Cardi B, I actually listened to this album
yeah.
to form that opinion. Good Kid, Mad City is one of the best albums I've ever listened to. I
yeah.
love it. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Like, I can listen to it top to bottom, no skips. I just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it was really well done, and for a debut album, phenomenal. Kanye West is Kanye West.
Right.
Granted, it was Yeezus, so a lot of people had mixed feelings, but it got a nomination, so clearly.
Right.
And then I think that would have been Magna Carta Holy Grail was Jay-Z's album.
Yes, I think so.
Like, those 3 artists alone, like, 2 of them just off name alone, like, mm-hmm. no-brainer, right? And Kendrick's was phenomenal, but Macklemore somehow won. And a lot of people were like, I don't know about this.
It's going to be the white dude.
I don't know about this. Something ain't right here.
Right.
So, yeah, the Grammys, there's clearly some weird things going on. So I honestly kind of hope that more artists take this type of step.
Mm-hmm.
Just because at some point, they only have this power because you're giving it to them. You know?
Right.
So you constantly submitting yourself for rejection or to get snubbed or to get set up for, like, some type of weird, mm-hmm. We're going to pull the rug, you're not getting it. okay, well, we no longer support this establishment. Yep. We're no longer... We're just not going to give you our stuff.
Makes
we're
sense.
Not, we're not going to give you the platform.
Yep. Well, and like I said, his lack of either having a Grammy or nomination does not diminish his fan base from liking his music. You know what I mean?
I will still be at his exactly, concert next yeah. April screaming yeah. like a little girl.
Right. And it's weird because, like, I'm kind of, like, on the fence as to – because, like, sometimes I think, like, oh, I don't need, like, the validation of, like, a Grammy or whatever. Like, I know how talented or whatever yeah. I am. But I would also be, like, well, what I wanted. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's why I said, like, with him, like, you have three now. So at this yeah. point, are the Grammys cool? Of course. Like, of course. Right. Who doesn't love a trophy for job well done?
Right.
But once you've gotten three trophies, do trophies still feel good? Yeah. But is it going to hurt you to never get one again? Not necessarily.
Funny story, because that reminds me of, like, okay, so at Lindenwood University, where we both went to school, yeah. there's this thing called the Lindys. It's basically Lindenwood's version of Oscars.
I deserve a Lindy.
You deserve so many.
But I should have had a Lindy.
The one year that I got, I believe I got two. I think it was for, like, best studio direction and best, like, LUTV news direction or whatever. I had also submitted one for an episode of the show I produced called All the Inside that I really wanted. I really wanted the Lindy for that one. I didn't yeah. really care about the other two. That was the one I yeah. wanted, and I didn't win for it. And I'm like, even though I still got one, like it yeah. was for the thing I didn't want. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right. So that award would have meant more.
Right. So, yes, he has three previous, but I wonder if he has ever been like, you know, like, well, this was the album I really wanted to win a Grammy for. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure this one was it.
Right.
And I mean, it was a solid album.
I think it's one of his more polished.
Yeah.
Although Beauty Behind the Madness was a really good one. Phenomenal. I like that one.
Also, just quickly, while we go on tangents, because these topics never just stick to this topic. I feel like a lot of people, like, hated on his Super Bowl performance. Was yeah. it the greatest thing ever? No, not necessarily. But
they
also,
are,
when has The Weeknd ever been known for being a showman in the sense of, like, if you're expecting a bunch of dancing right. and choreography, call Bruno back. Right. Call Beyonce. Like,
call Katy Perry, yeah.
That's not the type of artist I am. So I just don't understand why you mm-hmm. hold that against people. Like, well, his performance wasn't that good.
Right.
He didn't dance. He's not a dancing
right.
act.
Right, he doesn't, like, dance, yeah.
You know, if you went to a Michael Jackson show, I'd see you right. being pissed. He didn't even dance. Well, he's known for dancing.
Exactly.
You, like, you hold artists to these weird right. standards, and then you get mad when they don't live up to them. But, like,
yeah. But also, like, who's ever know. Been, like, really good at the Grammys, the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Except for maybe Beyonce.
Beyonce. I'm yeah. not gonna lie. Hell of a halftime show. I'll give her that.
Right.
But yeah, I just thought that was weird. But also, more importantly, he played music, like, from some of his old stuff.
Right.
Like, I heard some stuff, and I'm like, is that the...
You're like, whoa.
Is that the trilogy I hear? Wow. That's a treat.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is a Weeknd stan podcast. We will stan him for eternity. And we support your decision to no longer support the Grammys.
Right.
Keep up the good work. Grammys. Never win an award you deserve again.
So I think, and, like, I want to preface this segment by saying, like, I usually don't care about these people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's not that, you know, oh, I just don't care. Like, it's just not something I'm that interested in.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I feel like we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about it because it was kind of the big story mm-hmm. this week. But Meghan Markle and Prince Harry had an interview with Oprah. Oprah, yeah. That's the meme. So they had their interview, talking about some things, some very, I hate this word, but toxic things about the royal family and how they've chosen to present themselves. But I think the biggest thing that they talked about was they, and this is according to Meghan, was that they expressed concern about her child Archie's skin color before he was born, which I'm like, why would you even ever say that to somebody? Especially a biracial person being like, oh, I'm afraid your baby's going to be too dark. Like, why would you ever say that to somebody?
Did you see that? Why would you do something like that? Have I ever showed you that video?
I don't think
you have. It's this little boy getting on a bus. And I don't know what the context of it. It's clearly like a commercial or something. Yeah. And I guess maybe the bus driver ignores him. That's what I'm assuming. Mm. And he goes, did you see that? Why would somebody do something like that? So I'm sorry. It's just
so weird. So,
I'll show it to you later.
Okay. Some of the things that I want to talk about, though, was that Harry did make it clear that it wasn't Queen Elizabeth who said it and that it wasn't Prince Philip who made it, which her husband. And so that's kind of led people to speculate that it was either Prince Charles, his dad, or his brother, Prince William, which I don't know if you know anything about the royal family.
Not a whole lot.
But if you take in consideration those two people, Prince Charles and Prince William, you're kind of led to think that it was Prince Charles, because Prince Charles is kind of a piece of you-know-what, kind of a terrible person. But, of course, he's not ever going to admit that. Let's see. They did an interview with Prince William and Kate Middleton. And they asked during that, they said, are you a racist family? Which, I'm like, if somebody straight up asked me that, I'd be like, mad respect. But anyway.
I appreciate your forthrightness.
Like, exactly.
Like, just, hey, listen, we're just going to get out
no
there.
No beating around the bush here.
Are you racist? Right? Good answer.
Right. But Prince William, he said that we are very much not a racist family.
Said every racist ever.
Exactly. Like, that sounds like something a racist would say. Like, I'm not going to kill you, said the killer, you know.
Right.
And apparently he said that some recollections may vary, and that this is according to the Queen. This is what she said. She said some recollections may vary, but they are being taken very seriously, and they will be addressed with the family privately, which is kind of a classy response. I mean, she's the Queen, obviously. But they also talked about, Meghan and Harry also talked about their decision to leave their duties, and they said that it was mostly because of racism and also mental health struggles, which I guess I didn't realize, but Meghan was, like, considering, like, suicide because it was so terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's crazy. And it brought back all these memories to me about Princess Diana, which is the surprise I was going to show you. So I just thought this was random because, I mean, it kind of pertains. But this is a cassette tape that I found in a record store that is the entire recording of her funeral service. And I just wanted you to take a gander at that, because why would anyone ever want this? And I mean, and I know it was a big deal. Like, I mean, I was only 2 years old, but, like, it's been pretty clear that her death was a big deal. Which there was a really bad meme. I was gonna send it to you, but I was gonna say it on the show. But it was a picture of Harry and Meghan, and the caption said, "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about Meghan's accident next month."
Which they're gonna kill her.
That's really funny. It's funny. It's terrible, but
so red.
It's so funny.
That's horrible. Honestly, also, Tyler Perry, I hope your security's ready for that, because I guarantee you. I don't know. I almost feel like, you know, sometimes like with movies and stuff, they're like, "There's no way they're gonna kill this person," because at that point it'd be too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I feel like it's better for you to just not.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do it on American soil. If you get them killed over here, everybody's going to think you had something to do with it.
And yeah.
I don't know. Listen, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. And that's probably why they got out of there.
I mean, I don't blame them.
You know, if you, as a man, you've grown up and seen in retrospect that some of the stuff your mom went through.
Right.
You start to realize that the woman in your life at this point now, your wife, is dealing with some of the same BS that your mom had to deal with,
and right.
clearly, like, had a mental toll on her aside from the eventual death.
Yeah.
Let's just remove ourselves from this environment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on record publicly multiple times. He doesn't have a very loving relationship or opinion of the press.
Yeah.
For the things they've printed about his mother his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, some stupid interviewer, like, and I don't want to say, like, I'm big time. You know, I've done a lot of interviews. I've done a million interviews. They've all been huge.
I've said that
at least 20 views on YouTube apiece. But you know, I'd like to consider myself to be a pretty good interviewer. I think I ask pretty provoking questions that, like, require some type of thought.
Yeah.
I don't know why I couldn't just say thought provoking. idiot. So they asked, like, where his, like, why his relationship with the media is like that or whatever. And he was like, I think you know why. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you ask that? Obviously,
right,
yeah. There's nothing but slander written about my mother every time a story comes out about her.
Yeah.
And it's no coincidence that she's dead.
Yeah.
Well, I read one bad newspaper. I couldn't find this word in a crossword puzzle, and that's why I hate the press. No, like, right. You know why. Why would you even ask me
that? Exactly, yeah. It's
It was an interesting interview, though.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think for especially Americans, it's hard to... I don't want to say it's hard to not sympathize, but like for us, it's almost just kind of like entertainment. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because we don't have to deal with it. And so we're just kind of like, ooh, like, you know, drama, mm-hmm. like rubbing our fingers mm-hmm. together. But I'm sure that...
It's actually a very sad situation.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, I kind of feel bad for them, you know? Yeah. And I'm also in the camp of like, I don't want to say that we shouldn't believe her because a lot of people are like, oh, like they're telling lies. I'm like, why would she...
What reason does she
right,
have?
Right. Like... there are people who just stir the pot to make drama, but this doesn't seem like this is such an extreme example, you know, like of accusing people of being racist or making up them being concerned about your son's skin color. Like that seems off camera, we were talking about like, you know, there would always be a girl in middle school that would like pretend she had cancer. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost kind of like that. Like it's such an extreme example that, I mean, maybe it's a bad example because obviously the cancer girls, right?
Yeah,
but you get what I'm saying,
right? Like, why would you go to that extreme? Like, I don't know,
just for attention.
I've met some liars, like actually while in college. Mm-hmm. There's a girl I've known since middle school, and she was here. She went to Lindenwood, I think, just our freshman year.
No,
and I started to realize you're a pathological liar. Like, you literally, you're just making these things up.
Yeah.
But they're very deep and complex.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, it's just unprovoked. Whereas this, I just don't know why you would, like, make that up.
Yeah.
Like, there are a billion ways I could accuse you of being racist. Why am I going to go? They asked me what my baby would look like.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, it's weird, like, Megan is white passing. Like,
yeah.
For the majority of people, you would never look at her and be like, yeah, she's black.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably just going to assume she's white. She's mm-hmm. pretty fair-skinned, dark hair. Like, it's possible that she's just white.
Yeah. She just has a nice tan.
Married to a white man.
Right.
Did you think this baby was going to be black as me? Like, what? This baby is not going to be dark. Right. So if y'all really ask that, like, what is wrong with you?
Right, especially since she is so
fair. I don't know
fair.
How the one drop works. She's right. half white herself. Like, this right. baby yeah. is three-quarters white. Right. Yes.
Like, I don't think I have anything to worry about. I would be more concerned about...
There's only like a sliver
right.
of...
I'd be more concerned about the baby getting Harry's ginger gene, but...
This is going to be a black ginger. We don't want this in the royal palace. We don't know how this will come out. This is a monstrosity.
It's a monstrosity. Well, they also said that they didn't want their son to be considered as an heir.
Yeah.
Which, at this point, I'm like, Prince Charles is barely going to have any time as an heir because... He's probably going to die before his mom. She's going to live forever.
She's just holding on.
I know. So,
but not to say that I want her to die or anything.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Long live the queen.
It is just kind of funny. Like, yeah, I'm the prince, and I have been for 37 years. Right.
Like majority of my life.
I'm 44 years old any day now.
Right.
One day I'll be the king, I think. Right. Yeah. There's some serious, like, there's something going on there. And then what's his face? He should be dead.
Who? Prince Philip?
He should be dead. He looks dead.
He looks like a
skeleton. He's a dead man.
Yeah.
There's like a severe discoloration. His teeth look like they're on the brink of falling out because they've been they've been decaying now for years. You should be in a box. Like it's that's really insensitive. It's inappropriate. Yeah. But you know I'm telling the truth. it's weird. It's whatever. Tangents anyway. Everywhere. Right. Sorry. Musical segue. You know what time it is?
I like the anticipation.
It's time for my favorite.
Yes.
And hopefully your favorite. Well, really all of it should be. one of my favorite segments.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for our Florida story of the week. Real quick, Let's just get in the mood for some southern craziness.
I
And there should be a hit at the end. There needs to be one.
I need like a jug. Playing the jug.
Need something to tap some sticks on.
Yep.
Anyway, right. Man, what you got for me this week for Florida?
So this one, I think we both agreed was kind of a very strange and bizarre. And luckily the photo of this guy, like just, it's like the cherry on top. Like,
oh, yes.
So headline reads, Florida man climbs playground, tells kids where babies come from. Stork.
What do you mean by that?
Explain. I want to show you the photo first because, like I said, this looks like the kind of guy that would climb a playground and tell kids where babies come from.
Right.
Just look at this dude.
Oh, God. Bro, what?
Man.
That face is going to give somebody a nightmare.
Yeah. Man. I
meant mine, not his. No, dude, what the hell?
I know. So, authorities say a Florida man climbed on top of a playground equipment and yelled a vulgar explanation of where babies come from as the children played. An officer said that he watched 30-year-old Otis Duane Ryan climb on top of a piece of equipment where children were playing. This was Sunday. And started shouting that babies come out of woman. Women, sorry.
Just one woman.
Just one.
She bets them all.
The officer said that Ryan used inappropriate language. Obviously, duh. Parents rushed to remove their children from the busy playground.
Come here. It's this, come the SpongeBob here. Meme. The mom and she has her two little. Yeah.
Like, mm. Earlier in the day, police said that Ryan approached tourists and made inappropriate comments to women in an effort to get their male partners to confront him. An officer was watching him at the time, and you didn't stop him? You just basically watched him?
I want to see who's going to kick his ass.
What's he going to do next? Ryan was
charged. Bang on, Otis.
He was charged with disorderly conduct, found guilty, and fined only $118. That's such a random amount.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Tampa Bay Times reports that he has been released, so he may be out spreading his vulgar language and anatomical knowledge with other children on other playgrounds. Mm-hmm. So,
hey, you want to know where babies come from? Come here, I'll tell you.
They come out of your mom and other women. They just spontaneously.
I wonder. I honestly wonder, like, how,
like, what he actually said.
You know?
Yeah, I'm kind
of
curious. Are
you really that big of a piece? Come on. I honestly, look at this guy. Like, he looks like the type.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Some Florida stories just make sense.
Right. I mean, face tattoos.
He has all the red flags.
Yeah.
Face tattoos. He has
all the red flags.
Well, that,
face tattoos.
That's just, it.
That's the one check mark.
Face tattoos, and then just look at the face he's making. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'll say his teeth are pretty.
And the teeth.
Yeah.
Face tattoos, teeth, and.
And
no way, Jose.
If I see that guy at the park, I'm leaving.
Yep.
And then you're just out there like, somebody's going to fight me today. I'm going to try to make you uncomfortable and make your boyfriend punch me in the face.
Yep.
Just give me a reason, man. Like,
just.
Right?
Sorry.
You know I
copyright,
was thinking,
sorry.
You know I was thinking it. Just a second. We're not broken. Just bent. But we can learn.
To love again.
To love again.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, one more time just to. There has to be.
I know. It's so unsatisfying.
It just feels like there needs to be gung, like one last strum.
Yeah.
Wow. That's your Florida story, man. You ready to get these last little announcements out of there?
I think so.
Let's give them the rundown.
Okay.
Let's start it off.
All right. Well, first of all, ratings and reviews. I say this all the time. I
put a chalkboard behind us.
Ratings and reviews.
Yeah, there you go. I love seeing when people actually like are leaving us feedback. Because mm-hmm. How are we supposed to know if we're any good or not if people don't tell us? It's like, you know that one girl, again, kind of goes back to middle school. Remember that one girl that would always like
that one.
Just sing? Mm. And she was not good. But nobody would tell her that she was bad, so she would keep singing. That's kind of how this is. Like, if we're bad, you need to tell us so that we can change.
Tell me I'm bad.
Right. And I'm not the person that's like, well, no news is good news. No, I need you to tell me. Don't just be like, oh, yeah, they're fine, and not say anything. Like, if we're good, tell us. If we're bad, tell us.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Just say it. It's fine.
Right.
It's fine. I can take it.
Right. And ratings help, but reviews help much more. So please, it doesn't need to be long. A sentence, two words, really anything.
Also, think about it this way, right? Like, you've been watching this podcast for, at this point, let's just say weeks, hypothetically. Yeah. Now, if you were to think of somebody else, I've never seen this podcast, never watched it.
Mm-hmm.
What's something that's probably going to make them want to click this show? Reviews, right? Exactly. Or like when you like are looking up a restaurant, sure, it may have 4 stars, but mm-hmm. nobody's saying anything about the restaurant that's making you even more so want to see the restaurant.
Right.
So you see somebody say, oh, the experience was phenomenal, the ambiance, the food was to die for. And then you're like, okay, right. I'm in. I want to check it out. So you not only are helping us in the sense of figuring out maybe things we could do better or things you really do like, maybe. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're assuming that any review would probably be something negative. But right. even if you're just saying specifically what it is you love about us, or
yeah.
you love about Chris, you love about me, you love about our topics, whatever you're saying is not only helping us learn how you feel as a viewer, but it's also helping us in the sense of some Jane Doe, John Doe out right. there is looking at the show. They're going to see you saying that, and they're like, I want to see what the hype is about. I want to see why they're saying those things.
Right.
So you leaving a review is helping us to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers and sisters, do you understand? Help us to grow, because we need more money. Are you tired of waiting? No money bag, Joe. You see that yesterday? It was trending. I love it. No, but seriously, help us.
Yeah.
Do the ratings. Do the reviews.
You can leave a rating Apple Podcasts if you listen that way.
True.
Podchaser. And even if you don't like, if that's not like the way you consume the podcast, mm-hmm. going to those sites and just leaving a review helps anyway. So you don't have to actually listen on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. Just go there, leave a review. Yeah. I'll put links in the description. That way you don't have to go searching for it.
Mm-hmm.
Super easy. Mm-hmm. And I know that people do that all the time. It's like, make sure you like and blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, it gets annoying, but in all honesty, like, it helps. It seems annoying,
yeah.
but it does help us. Anyway,
so. Do what you got to do.
That turned serious. That was like a weekend seminar.
Ratings and reviews.
Like Tony Robbins.
Because otherwise, we'll never know what we did wrong.
Right.
Everything has an outro.
Right.
Merch.
Yes.
Go get your merch.
See. I'm about to buy some more.
Yeah.
I won't bowl.
I'm honestly, okay, see, here's the thing, right? I'm poor. we put that money together to buy Uncle Harry something.
Yeah.
And, like, I have been putting off for months. Well, I say months, but at this point, it's been, since, January? Into December?
Yeah.
I've been putting it off just because, like, I don't have a lot of expendable income.
Right.
Same. I do, but I'm cheap. So I'm probably in mass just going to buy, like, 2 or 3 shirts next week.
Because mm-hmm.
we got a sale coming.
Yes, we do.
We got a sale coming. Now is the time to buy the merchandise.
See.
If you haven't ever before.
Yes.
Again, if you want to highlight the lovely things we do have.
Mm-hmm.
We have this option.
I did reduce. I know you mentioned it before. I did reduce the price of face masks because they were $16 or something like that. The lowest I can go is 10. Sorry. And even if we go down low to 10, we don't get any profit from that then. So feel good knowing that if you buy a face mask, you're not supporting it.
You are the worst. Thanks for not supporting my show. But also, thank you for doing your part in this pandemic. Yeah, really, either way, we don't make an exorbitant amount of money.
Right. This is not my main source of income.
Cents on the dollar.
Right. And I don't do the podcast to get a bunch of money. I do
it. Would it be nice?
Yeah. You bet. Yeah. I will quit my job tomorrow.
I'm going to look at that answer one more time. Of course, it would be nice to make money from this.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you watching this are gonna say these men need to be sponsored.
See,
please. But we're not in it to make money. That's not why we want you to buy the merch. It's something. There's time and thought that has gone into this. Something we're really excited about because this is something we put together,
mm-hmm.
right? So it feels good to know not only are people listening to it, but they're listening to it and supporting it enough to the point where they're wearing this stuff.
Right. They want to wear, you know, like, I like NASA, so I wear NASA. So you can't even see it because the stupid computer is blocking it.
Of course,
it,
but yeah.
I need to figure out a new way to
blur it. Blur it all. So it feels good. It makes us happy. And also, we get an email when people buy stuff. So it's always like, ooh, who bought something? And then we're waiting for either somebody to tell us or for them to just be wearing it. And we're like,
yep.
It was you.
I want to see one out in the wild.
You know?
That would be great.
Imagine how good it would feel to just be like out at the gas station. Somebody's wearing it. And you're like, hey, is that a, oh my God, Chris. Like, that would make my life.
That would make my
life. And everybody else would be like, dude, what? You don't get it. You just don't understand. Yeah. So, yeah, the merch is huge. Again, special thanks to Adrian for buying something last week. Shout out to Cam. You bought something. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm almost positive Luke has probably bought something. Yeah, and I don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And if he hasn't, hey, man. Hey. Go buy it. Buy something for Hugo.
There you go.
So yeah, shout out to everybody that's been rocking the merch. Mm-hmm. My uncle and the Lot Lizards. My uncle Harry. Let's specify. Yeah. They love it. Uncle Barry. We're gonna get to Uncle Barry in a moment. Let me just let you. You better get something too, man.
Next thing I want to talk about with social media. Just I mean, yeah. We're everywhere. You know, at this point, you should know. But in case you don't, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Say it.
TikTok. And I'd like to know, like, what you want to see more of, because I feel like all we post is just, like, previews, which kind of gets boring. I mean, I like doing, like, behind-the-scenes stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like TikTok is going to be more the place for, like, you know, kind of the meme stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, let us know what you want to see, because I have so much footage from, like, just stupid blooper stuff, which I do plan to make a sort of blooper video for the end of the season. But if you want to see like more of that kind of stuff like on social media, let me know and we'll, you know, get together and kind of figure out what we want to do. But yeah, just let me know what you want to see. Let us know.
Well, fine. I'm out of here.
This is how I tell you that you've been replaced.
Yeah, myself, and disregard him, but he won't be here next week. We're working on
Let me know what you'd like to
reach
see.
Out
right yes
especially like yes especially like TikTok, like it's literally just for stupidity.
Yeah,
like that's what that app is about. It's one of the things I love about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a ton of footage to use,
yeah,
as far as clips and stuff. Also a ton of footage of us doing funny and dumb stuff that's not in the episodes that we can mm-hmm. post. But also, if you know, you know. If you know me, there is nothing of use in this phone. There are hundreds of videos and memes waiting to be patched together with something. Like, I have a reaction for everything. So that stupid TikTok I posted the other day, mm-hmm. the guy going, and pressing the, I've had that meme saved for the longest time. What was the purpose? I don't know. It was funny, and I knew it would eventually come back. And I had that song already downloaded as something I could use, and boom, I spliced it together to go along with the clip. And, like, even, like, little stupid trends, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
you want us to do... We don't dance. I don't dance.
Yeah, I have a severe case of the Caucasian, so.
And if you ask me as a black man to dance, I feel like you, dance, boy, and I refuse. It doesn't matter. I won't do it. But more importantly, I just don't enjoy dancing.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's not my thing. But yeah, there's just so many funny things out there. Like, you know, if you feel like, oh, it'd be funny if you guys did this. Or, like, mm-hmm. things you'd like us to talk about or mention or shout out. You know, just give us some ideas.
Yeah.
We appreciate the comments and the likes. Like, of course, that's phenomenal. Thank you for doing that if you are.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's things you feel like, man, it'd be great if they would do this.
Yeah.
Feel free. Please.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Well, and that carries over into YouTube. Obviously, if you're watching this, then you're watching it on YouTube. It takes less than a second to go hit that thumbs up. Please do. It lets us know that you like it, or thumbs down if you don't like it.
Because we see that you're watching it.
Right.
The likes don't always reflect the views. So clearly you're watching.
Yeah.
But just please, you know, just hit that button.
Right. And if you're not subscribed already, please do go ahead and subscribe. We don't blow up your phone with videos once a week. So, although I do plan on putting some bonus episodes out this week. So
bite-sized bonus.
Yeah. but yeah, no, please do. Like I said, it helps. Comment on it. Somebody did comment. They were talking about not being a concert fan, which I saw that, and I replied. I'm like, My guy.
You get it.
You get it.
Also, last but not least, voicemails. Now, there was a while where we were saying, you know what, let's cut out on the voicemails. Mm-hmm. But now that we have kind of tested it, seen how it works, and then Uncle Harry left us one, it actually, there's a lot of potential for it to be really fun.
Yeah.
And I talked to Adrian about this the other day, because he asked me, like, about guests. I said, I'll direct you to TikTok. You know, it just felt like, you know, I want to be corporate, nice, nasty, and be like, well, per my last email.
Right.
You know, but I was like, no, seriously, right now, you know, guests aren't really easy. And Adrian's, like, a teacher and also getting his doctorate or something. Oh, like, he's wow. a busy guy.
Yeah.
So, like, leave a voicemail. Mm-hmm. And I can even, like, certain topics, we don't tell each other what it is.
Right.
You know? I could tell you something I want to talk about and then have him play the voicemail while I'm talking about the segment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that's your way of chipping in and saying your piece about whatever we're talking about.
Right.
Reach out to me. I can gladly tell you, hey, this is what we're going to talk about if you want to give your input.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you just want to say, hey, guys, I love your show. Just want to stop by and say hi.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for playing this. You know, it's just something stupid. Like, Uncle Barry, clearly you're watching, you weirdo. Leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
I haven't seen your face or heard your voice in quite some time.
Right.
So a voicemail from you would make my day. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who Uncle Barry is, that is the one of the younger brothers of my Uncle Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure.
Makes sense now.
all of this goofy junk.
Yeah.
Blame the Starksmen. Granted, my mom is funny.
Yeah.
But, like, they're funny in, like, the goofier way. Mm. Like, the dude humor, you know?
Yeah.
My Uncle Barry's name is, like, Big Balls with some numbers on TikTok, dude. Like, who does that? And then the profile picture is a monkey with big balls. Why, bro? But it's funny.
Yeah. It makes me laugh.
So, Uncle Barry, leave a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to ask you nicely. I'm telling you to do it. You, if you're watching, my friends...
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not my friends. I don't have any of those.
Same.
Oh, God. What is that playing? leave a voicemail.
No, yeah. No, in seriously. Case you don't know how to, we do
it's
have
on TikTok.
We have a TikTok about
it. I have an instructional video.
All you got to do, go to our website. If you're on a computer, it's on the Contact Us page, or there will be a little tab on the side on the home page that you can click. If you're on mobile, you can either go to the Contact Us page, or there's three dots in the bottom of the screen. Click that. It's like the top option. It's super easy.
You know what else you can do that's going to make it even easier for the folks at home? We got screen capture technology.
Mm-hmm.
They can watch as you scroll through those easy steps.
Yeah.
First of all, you're just going to go here and bink and boom and boom.
And now you're going to go here. I feel like a teacher with like a smart board.
So then it's back to us being weathermen for LUTV.
Yeah. Not as easy as it looks, guys.
Know, being a weatherman is kind of hard.
Yeah.
I like to think I'm the best weatherman St. Charles has ever seen, but the majority of St. Charles never saw it. Like three people thought it was big. It was huge.
Right.
It was huge. I'm not going to lie. Okay, this is where the tangents come in. I kind of miss Trump. I don't... In the sense of, like, doing ridiculous things.
I know,
like,
what you mean.
It's weird not hearing about something else ridiculous he's done or said. Like, him having that spotlight and exposure for 4 years, it's probably weird for him in Florida golfing. Like, dang, I'm not constantly talked about every day.
Yep.
Anyway, listen. We said what we got to say, all right? Go buy some merch. Leave a review. Leave a rating. And a voicemail. Other than that,
that's your assignment for this. That's your homework assignment.
Make sure you give this video a like if you're watching it.
Yeah.
Go tell somebody you love them. I love you, Chris.
Thank you.
Great.
That feel good?
Did you enjoy that? You feel good about yourself? We'll see you next time, folks.